This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, folks. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff throughout the show. We started off the show with the implementation for some countries in the EU with what they're calling their vaccine passport. Mm-hmm. A number of countries came on board with that so far. Bulgaria, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Germany, Greece, and Poland, with the rest of the bloc expected to roll out this idea within the next month or two, I believe, is what they were saying.
By July 1st,
mm-hmm. Yes. Then we moved on to?
And then we moved on to how eBulia has really taken off, especially on Shopee Pay.
Now, did we have any messages regarding either of the former two stories?
Yeah, we have one on Twitter. This comes from Kenny Wong, who says, too many things are worrying Malaysians, methinks. Essentially, loss of lives and loss of livelihoods, to make it short and sweet. Stuff like vaccine passports would be secondary unless and until we can truly flatten the curve. Get vaccinated.
Absolutely. Which, you know, when Kenny's talking about his worries, I'm going to tell you what the rest of Malaysia are worrying about. Mm-hmm. And this is after a survey done by Ipsos. Now, according to a survey conducted by them, Malaysians, unsurprisingly, are far more worried about COVID-19 than the rest of the world. Locally, 74% of respondents named it their top worry in comparison to the global country average of only 42%. So it's overshadowing other concerns, and per May 2021, it's substantially higher than the global country average. Concerns about unemployment and poverty lingers both in Malaysia and other countries. Now, this survey looks at the top five worries globally, and they are COVID-19, financial and political corruption, unemployment, poverty and social inequality, and crime and violence. In comparison to the global country averages of all five worries, Malaysians are more worried about three out of the five of the listed issues. For COVID-19, the 42% global country average pales in comparison to Malaysia, which saw 74% of the respondents list it as their top worry. I don't think that's unsurprising at all. Mm-hmm. Malaysians are also worried about financial and political corruption, 51% compared to the global average of 30%. Unemployment as well, 36%, with a global country average at 34%. However, the global country average was higher for the issues of poverty and social inequality, as well as crime and violence, at 32% and 25% respectively, while only 23% of Malaysians primarily concerned with poverty and social inequality, and 19% of Malaysians listing crime and violence as a top concern. Another element of the Ipsos study was the correlation of Malaysians concerned about COVID-19 and Malaysians feeling as if the country is headed in the wrong direction. Generally speaking, the two issues appear to be connected, with public sentiment fluctuating almost in tandem with rising and falling COVID-19 worries, although it seems to trend slightly downward for the time being. Mm-hmm. We did manage to get on the phone with us Aaron Menon. He's the managing director of Ipsos Malaysia, to talk us through a little bit of this. Now, Aaron, are Malaysians generally a worrisome bunch?
Thank you for having us at BFM. That's a very interesting question that you have asked. But I should say that the Malaysians generally are probably one of those countries worry about issues in general. Compared to the countries that we survey, Malaysia always comes on the top when it comes to concerns and issues and worries as well. And we do give importance to some of these worries more than some the other countries that we do surveys and in itself. So during the pandemic itself, despite the number of cases that we have, we always seen Malaysians concern at the top, or one of the top countries. For the last 8 months specifically, Malaysia has been always on the top as the most country concerned about coronavirus as a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Arun, so what are some of the major findings of the survey itself?
So this is one of our longest longitudinal survey, and this is a survey that covers 28 countries every month and around 20,000 survey participants. In Malaysia, we have around 500 Malaysians participating every month on this survey. This helps us to track over the period of time how some of the concerns that we have about the country, about our social issues shaping over time, right? And coronavirus is one of the pandemic-related concern is something that we are also tracking along with this. So the major findings that we have is that how the concerns level has raised over a period of time. So the highest that we have recorded was in last April at 85% of the Malaysians being concerned about the pandemic. So in the last March, in March 21, we have seen that concerns actually dropped to around 61%. But in the last 2 months, this again peaked. Now it is at 74% as such, right? Along with this, we also see that there is a perception that the country is not heading in the correct direction. So we also see that around 10% of more of Malaysians feel that country is going in the wrong direction as well. We can quite correlate the actions taken by the government, whether it is lockdowns or MCOs or CMCOs, it kind of pan out along with these concerns as well. When the concerns drop out, we are more relaxed measures. When the concern actually peak, we have seen the government coming with measures which is to control the infection rates in itself.
Right. And also, Arun, tell us a little bit, how do we compare to the global country average?
Across the 28 countries that we covered, from which we generate the global average, around 42% actually mentioned that they are concerned about coronavirus, and this is one of their primary concern. This compares to around 74% among Malaysians. And interestingly, compared to last year, same time, the global average has dropped by 29 points, which means that across the world, people are less concerned about the pandemic than what it used to be in last May. And consistently over the last 4 months, this percentage has been dropping steadily down. That's supported by the efforts by many countries in the world in terms of vaccination and how the pandemic infection rate has dropped in some of the largest economies in the world. The 3 to 4 countries which is still significantly higher, or we have seen significant change, is Malaysia, of course, along with Japan, India and Canada. And of course, in India, as you can see, that infection has peaked, and like, you know, in the month of April and May, and the concerns again has increased tremendously in India as well. But among all these countries, Malaysia, as I mentioned before, is one of the countries which has been recording consistently very high concern over the last 8 months period.
Thank you. That was Arun Menon, the Managing Director of Ipsos Malaysia, talking us through the survey. Of course, according to that survey, Malaysians are far more worried about COVID-19 than the rest of the world. I don't think that's a surprising number at all. You know, looking at the numbers we've been looking at over the last few days, the slow rollout of the vaccinations, although now it seems to be moving at full speed ahead. But it has been a concern, especially as we're looking at the countries around us that seem to be getting vaccinated a lot faster than we have been.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That was a genuine concern.
And also on Instagram as well, we do have a response from PDX3156 who says, the unclear plan to exit the pandemic is the most worrying, I reckon, which I think, you know, it's not just the fact that the cases seem to be rising, it's that it's been a year and there doesn't really seem to be any movement in that direction.
Or even when there is movement, there's movement and then there's a step back. And then there's movement in a different direction and then there's a step back. And I think everybody's kind of frustrated with the confusion that we have. You know, the direction that we want is, we want something very clear.
Yep.
You know, and these are the steps that we're taking. This is how it's going to happen. You know, and these 11th hour announcements is just, it's not good enough.
Creating anxiety.
I
would also, I think, like, you know, because last year we had like the end in sight, right? So our cases were going down and there's like some light at the end of the tunnel. We could see the end to this whole thing. And I think the sort of like stress and anxiety just spiked when we saw the cases like just skyrocketing like this year, you know, it kept going up and up, and now we're here, I guess.
And especially with the triple digit deaths that we saw as well yesterday.
That was a
real moment of, oh my word.
It's humbling.
Absolutely. But anyway, these were the stories that we covered on Thursday. We started off with,
we spoke about the EU and how they're going to have like a vaccine passport rolled out in 27 member states on July 1st.
And then we talked about how the eBilia program has taken off, especially on Shopee Pay.
Then we looked at that survey conducted by Ipsos, of course, where COVID-19 is worrying Malaysians the most. Tomorrow's Friday. What we're going to do is I think we're going to look for some happier stories to end off the week. I think it's been a very difficult week for a lot of people out there. Let's try and have some positive stories for the week to wrap up with. Anyway, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. If you've missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. You can head over to bfm.my and stream it there, or we recommend that you download the BFM app. That's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. The global market for vertically farmed produce is forecasted to grow to $1.5 billion by 2030. Founded in 2013, Santander was armed with $15 million in Series A funding from Grok Ventures and Tamasek Holdings, and is now in three markets. But while vertical farming seems promising, how far can this business grow, considering that it seems to like a nice to have instead of growing necessity? That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.